Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. It's sale day at the Okeechobee Livestock Market, and buyers from all over the country are sizing up cattle that are being run through the auction ring. A spectator from Wabasso shares some observations about the day's selection.
You don't want to mess with that one either. The way they shake their head, you know. Now see how docile this one is? The difference. They have personalities just like we do.
Dan Thomas of Okeechobee recently sold a calf at the market, and that paid for his new laptop. But on this day, he's just visiting. He's seated across from a contingent of buyers.
I'm not an expert at this. I just know what I've heard. But if you sit over there, you don't want to have many wild hand gestures as you speak, because next thing you know, you'll have bought a cow.
How do you signal to buy a cow?
Well, if you'll watch, they each kind of have their own signature gesture, and the auctioneer knows that. A lot of times it's just a flick of the wrist, a finger gesture. That gentleman there actually raised his entire hand.
I just saw a guy scratch his ear and then wave.
Yeah, and I actually think he decided, no, I didn't want to make that bid. This is a whole different level of communication here that your average person just has no idea what's going on.
Pete Clemens and his wife Susan have owned the Okeechobee Livestock Market since 1964.
These cattle that you see there, they're being sold by the pound. The grown cows, most of them go to slaughter.
This one we're looking at now, is that a valuable one or average? Well, now he's gone.
Probably about an average beef cow, yeah. This cow here is a little bit better cow.
Because of his size, he's bigger.
Yeah, that's more flesh.
What about this one? A little smaller.
She's not nearly as good. She's not nearly as fleshy. Then this cow here is kind of in between, maybe on the low end of average.
Is there an average?
Not really. The cow buyers, they know about what they need to buy the cows for, and nobody else really knows what their figure is.
Does everything sell normally for some price?
Yeah, we hardly ever have a cow that's put through here that the owner's there and they no sale them.
Prices are rising here?
The cattle prices all over the whole country. It's been up about as high as they've ever been. I think one of the strongest driving forces behind our market now is the devaluation of the American dollar. These countries from Europe and South America can come over here and get more for their money. It's all a money game. We have a lot of people shipping meat over to these countries.
We're in the holding pens. Jeff Clemens is leading me through here. Lots of cows in here.
A lot of cows.
Are these ones that have already been through the auction?
No, these are fixing to be sold in just a little bit. Got mamas and babies and ones in the middle too.
How many cows can you accommodate back here?
We can hold, on any given day, probably about 3,000 or 4,000, but this time of the year, we're not running, you know, maybe 1,000 a day, 1,500.
That's still a lot of beef.
A lot of hamburgers.
From the Okeechobee Livestock Market, and for 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.